Happy Friday, friends. We made it. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Dave here. Thanks for checking in with me and the best stuff from today's show on this February 15th. We started things out today by mixing golf with drug cartels. We talked El Chapo and El Chapo. Yesterday, the movie is coming out in June. We talked about it earlier this week, but it came up once again. Really cool plot. What would the world look like if the Beatles never existed? Reebok has an ad that's causing controversy, which we touched on before delving into what sounds like it could be the most annoying couple in the world, a vegan wedding, of which we're happily not invited. We heard about a possible new holiday that could be getting added to the calendar. We added a vacation to the calendar with Fast Five, and we have one more trip down to Universal Orlando Resort, which will be given away on Tuesday at 7:30, seeing as it's President's Day weekend. And Dan Cummins, comedian Dan Cummins, was back fresh off the plane from Idaho, or fresh off the wagon. We don't know how he gets around, but he made it back here. And we had another fun chat with him. Let's get to the good stuff right now. Happy weekend to you. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
You know, you guys, you know, ever since I started working with you guys, I didn't realize that this would happen, right? But you've changed my life. You've really changed my life, all right?
I'm bracing myself.
Because every once in a while I have to ask golf questions.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's like, I don't play golf, but you guys have me so wound up in it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, guy wins a tournament.
Sure.
All right? He's got a caddy with him.
Mm-hmm.
All right? What's the caddy's take on a tournament?
I think it's about 10,
yeah. About
10%? Yeah,
10%. Or whatever it is. So,
that's traditionally.
So if a guy wins $1 million, the caddy gets $100,000.
Yeah, and usually the caddy is doing every tournament with them.
Right,
yeah,
right.
They're paired.
Who's Matt? Oh,
yeah.
Matt Kuchar?
Yeah.
All right.
Kuch.
Yeah. Is he a big deal?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Top player.
Yeah.
Every time you hear something that sounds like a boo on a golf course, people just saying, Kuch.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So he is a big deal.
Yeah.
And a cheap bastard, it seems.
What? Is he really?
Have you heard this one?
Well, he just won recently.
Yeah. And what happened is his normal caddy wasn't there, so he had a sub caddy.
Okay.
All right? So the substitute caddy comes in. It's in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
right? He cuts a deal with the guy beforehand. He says to him, all right, I'll give you $1,000 if I miss the cut, $2,000 if I make the cut, $3,000 if I make the top 20, and $4,000 if he made the top 10. And then he threw in an extra thank you $1,000. So normally he would have gotten $129,600.
Okay.
Right.
He got $5,000.
Right. Hey, good job.
Sorry, man.
Good job by Kuchar.
Yeah.
The dude
agreed to it, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there was. Says,
then I don't feel bad.
Kuchar put it this way. He says, Ortiz normally makes $200 a week. So, $5,000 is a great week for him. What's the big deal? Well, kind of the fact that you're a cheap bastard, and if your own guy would have been there.
I don't know. He agreed to it.
I'm sorry.
I'm with Kuchar on that.
Yeah, well, sorry,
of course
bro.
He agreed to it. He's a damn Mexican.
Yeah, well. You know?
Dude,
hey,
just
man.
Got $5,000 for 4 days of work.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right,
now, granted, seriously. I'd probably like toss maybe more than $1,000 for a bonus.
That's what I'm saying.
Kuchar's net worth is probably like 40 mil.
Right, well, that's what I'm
but
saying.
Still.
Guy should have negotiated better. It's on him.
Well, at least we got El Chapo.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
Paul McCartney and Wings, Live and Let Die. Of course, Breakfast with the Beatles coming up at 7:10 this morning. And we were talking about this the other day. Danny Boyle, the man who directed Slumdog Millionaire and 127
yeah.
Hours. And
28 Days Later.
Right, 28
Trainspotting.
Days, right, Trainspotting, yep. All his films. His new film is called Yesterday, where a guy wakes up in a world where the Beatles never existed. There was like, we saw the trailer the other day.
It's like
a power failure. And when the power comes back on, everything is the same except the Beatles never existed.
But
for some
reason. Remembers their music.
He remembers
unlike
their
everybody
music,
else. Right? So he's like, dude, I'm cashing in.
And he's sitting there with a couple of friends and he's playing Yesterday. And everybody's going like, wow, that's the greatest song I ever heard.
It was incredible.
And they go, what's the Beatles? They go, who are the Beatles?
I saw a great thing on Twitter yesterday. Somebody talking about that movie and they acted as if it was them. But the first song they wrote to give to everybody was Obla Dee Obla Da. Without having the background build up and be like, this sucks ass.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
You know, I've seen these so many times in Asia, in China or Japan, where someone is putting up a sign and they're trying to translate it to English,
sure,
and it's really not working out. Well, it works the other way around also when people who speak English try to translate something into another language. Take the case of Reebok in Russia. You know, Reebok wanted a hip term like Just Do It. They came up with Be More Human. And then it would be the Be More Human campaign, and it would have something up on an ad, and they'd have some copy underneath it, mm-hmm, and then it would say Be More Human.
Okay.
They got the Be More Human part right. It was the rest of the copy that they got wrong. One poster actually said, this is to appeal to women, all right, get off the needle of men's approval and sit on a man's face.
Wow.
Well, listen.
An interesting product.
Whatever floats your boat.
All right. Another one was they used some MMA fighter, Justina Grazna. I can't pronounce this. It's all consonants.
Try it.
Graznik.
Okay.
It says, I cover my nipples so I don't cut myself.
When?
Well, you know what? I think I got a new favorite athlete.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Check this chick out. I mean, all those things are human.
Yeah.
Sitting on faces.
Yep.
Hard nipples.
Yeah, they are.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
So, I got to tell you, like so many other people, I goof on vegans, but there is really a reason to hate them sometimes. Right? And there really is. Vegans, it's your own fault. It's your own fault because you let people like this into the world. All right. There's a vegan bride who has uninvited all of her meat eating guests at her wedding.
Well,
why'd you invite them in the first place?
All right. And, here is her reasoning.
Uh-huh.
I don't want the weight of having people that still kill animals at my wedding on my conscience.
Well, okay, that's fine. You don't get the gifts.
Right. Yeah. I wasn't going to come anyway because I didn't want to sit around for 10 hours hungry.
Yeah. What, you didn't want beet loaf for dinner?
I think I'm good. No. I'm going to put candy in my pockets like it's the movies.
All right. Speaking of weddings, Cindy.
Yeah.
All right. She's still laughing at the day.
I'm laughing at Dave with the candy in his pockets.
Who am I kidding? Every day I have candy in my pockets.
Or at least that's what he calls it.
Yep.
All right. Let's just put it this way. If you put your hand in his pockets, that's not a roll of lifesavers.
Hey-o.
Nice. Tic Tacs.
Now Cindy's leaving.
Yeah. One single Tic Tac.
What are those, grapes? No, anyway, but the question I have for you, with two daughters,
uh-huh,
all right, and you guys have, you put one through college already, right? The other one's now in college. That's a lot of money to come up with. Do you have wedding fears?
I'll just marry them myself in the backyard.
Is that it? Okay.
Yeah.
All
sounds
right.
fun.
Because there's stats this morning that says the average wedding costs $33,931.
Oh,
jeez. All right. So you better come up. You're going to have to come up with another, easy 100 grand in the next couple of years. All right.
That's making me really happy that I have a boy. Hearing that stat.
Yeah,
same for Steve.
For sure.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
All right, so we're safe overall. Most people are safe until probably Mother's Day. I mean, once you have kids, you got Easter coming in. I'm talking about like holidays you got to spend money on.
All right.
So we had Christmas, and now we just got done with Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There actually was a survey. Cindy, I bet you're going to love this. All right. There actually was a survey of people, and they say that we need another commercial holiday centered around shopping.
Why?
All right.
Why?
I have no idea why they believe this, but they do believe it.
What time of the year?
All right. Well, that's the question. Where would you put it?
August.
Mid-summer.
August? Yeah.
There's no holiday in August except for my birthday.
Specifically on August 26th, my birthday.
Okay.
Damn it, Dave.
All right. Yeah, it's a sort of treat yourself day, a national treat yourself day.
Okay.
Right, where you go out and you buy things for you.
So selfish day.
Yeah, it's selfish day.
Yeah.
That's it.
I want people to spend their money on me, not me spend my money on me.
No, there's a 21% of people say January would be the best time for the holiday. 12% say December.
No. What?
It's terrible. Yeah,
the weather's horrible.
The weather's horrible.
Your options are limited.
And you just spent all of this
money. Right, and you're broke.
Right,
wedged
exactly.
In between three other holidays.
And 11% say August, like Steve, right?
Yeah, it's like the last gasp of summer.
Right? I'm already celebrating this day.
Is that right?
Yeah, I call it Saturday.
Ain't that the truth? God, we're so close.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
This is the moment, once again, we've got the phone lines unlocked, and it's time to get to the Fast Five. Today's Fast Five is the Who. I'm going to play five clips from five different Who songs. You do not have to identify the clips in order, but you do have to identify all five correctly. Now, be the first person to do that, and you and the guests will fly round trip to Universal Orlando Resort, the world's most exciting family vacation destination, where you'll play, scream, and laugh with the biggest characters in movies, TV, and pop culture. Plus, you'll stay at the Loews Sapphire Falls Resort right there on site. Now, the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. You must be 21 or older in order to play. Once again, today's clip from The Who sounds like this. Now, let's see what Brian could do. Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
Good, John. How you doing?
I'm fine this morning. Where are you from, sir?
I'm from Thorndale, PA.
From Thorndale, PA. What do you do up there in Thorndale?
I'm an electrician, actually.
Oh, you are? Okay. All right. Are you working today? You're off? Are you on your way?
No, I'm. I spend every morning listening to try to get this trip to Orlando to get out of this crappy weather.
Have you been to Universal Orlando Resort before?
I've actually been there twice, thanks to you, believe it or not.
You're kidding me!
Yes.
You're kidding me. Wow. So right now, everybody is pulling for you to lose.
I believe so, and you know what? I understand. I would understand, but I spend a lot of time on the phone if it makes them feel any better.
Wow. How did you win the other two trips?
I won Classic Clues one time, and I won What's My Line one time.
Wow. All right.
That, man.
That is absolutely incredible.
And I've lost twice also. I lost on the Classic Clues, and I lost on What's My Line.
So. Wow.
Let's get that trifecta today, man.
Yes, see if we can get the hat trick.
Third time's a charm, hopefully.
All right. Well, are you ready, my man?
I'm 480% ready. I know four. Okay.
Do you want to hear the clip again?
No, I'm good. You're good? I've listened to it 100 times. I'm not sure on the second one, but I think I got it.
Here we go. Tell me what those five songs are.
I'm Free, You Better You Bet, Magic Bus, The Real Me, and Baba O'Reilly.
Sir, I have to tell you, you pulled off the hat trick.
Yeah! Yes! Woo! Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Oh, my God. I can feel the hate at the moment.
I can feel it, too, but I'll feel it a lot better when it's 80 degrees in Orlando.
Damn right.
Wow. That is absolutely incredible. They might put you on a whole new list. The never can win again list.
Well, you know, I've gotten 3 out of it. I'm good to go, I think. but you better was the one I was worried about.
Yep, when I heard you say that, I know you got it.
Yeah, that was for sure. All right. Well, you have got that trip to Orlando. On Tuesday, we got another one to give away right here at Philadelphia's Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
This gentleman will be at Punchline Philly tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday with 2 shows tonight and tomorrow and 1 at 8 o'clock on Sunday. Tickets are always available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Returning to the studios, ladies and gentlemen, the man with the most interesting tattoos and an incredible beard, Dan Cummins, is here. Good morning to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's good to see you again, sir. All right, how have your travels been? How have things been in your life as of late?
They've been good. I'm glad to see the weather today. Travel's been very, very cold. I was in Madison last weekend.
Ooh.
And I think it was either 0 or between 0 and like 3. Right. One day. It's just that temperature when you just immediately are furious when you walk outside. Like you just hate everything. Yeah.
I didn't think about that. With all of this crap weather that's been happening in the middle of the country, comics must be like going nuts.
I missed the show last week just because I got stuck in an airport because of snow. And it's been lots and lots of snow and cold. Yeah.
Wow. So, but when you're traveling, do you end up going home during the during the off days?
I do. I go back to Idaho in between shows where it's also very cold right now.
Right.
So
right.
A lot of winter. But yeah, no, I go home in between when I can, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Are you tired of potato jokes?
Yeah, you get a lot of those. When you're from Idaho and you're not living or you're outside of Idaho,
right.
It's a lot of potatoes and a lot of my favorite / least favorite is the Idaho. You know, and then they expect to laugh, like right, like good one, buddy, good one, great. But yeah, it's a lot of those too, which are better than the other stereotype about Idaho, which is just skinheads, Aryan right. Nation,
okay,
just white supremacists. So I'll
your,
take the
your
potato
beard
jokes.
Does wonders for that. For you.
Yeah. I know, I do yeah. look like the
slick hair. Mm-hmm. You look like Amon Goat with a beard.
Right. I'm not helping the cause.
Now, you know, it's a state I've never been in. Is it, you know, I think of Idaho, Montana, mm-hmm. all that stuff. I just think I see Old West. I don't see any modern houses. I see nothing like that.
Right,
at all.
Right. No, I killed a guy 3 days ago in a shootout. It was a minor disagreement over he looked at my lady I didn't care for, and we settled it like men.
Did you do something in your act one time about? Did your dad want to go back in time?
Oh, yeah. A couple albums ago. That's right. My dad actually is that kind of that guy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I joke about Idaho. I mean, it's fine. We got all the same stores everybody else has now and everything. But there is an element in, like, small-town Idaho of very, like, throwback. My dad, very, very handy with the gun, actually.
Uh-huh.
Good with his fist. Better with his fists than his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And, he is kind of Wild Westy. And, yeah, he did want to go back for it. I was like, oh. Like, but people, when they do that, they forget about... no showers.
Right.
Like, electricity and no air conditioning. So it's, you know, it's like this notion of like me and some beautiful lady out on the range. Yeah, she's going to stink. She's going to stink. You're going to stink. It's going to be rough. It's going to be rough in a variety of ways. But yeah, my dad actually, my dad is a maniac. We had growing up, we had a different gun in every room of the house, just in case. It was a just in case philosophy. And then ironically,
in case the Indians attacked.
Right. Well, the ironic thing, there was nothing in value. We were very poor. Nothing in value other than the guns. And then one day someone did break it and stole all of the guns. So like, I love that. But yeah, he had gold dust buried in the wall. He had little bags of gold dust buried in the walls of the house at one point.
Right.
Because of Y2K. He was ready. Yep. The economy was going to collapse. He was going to have his guns, he was going to have his gold, and he was going to live his Wild West dream. So there is more of that. There's in Coeur d'Alene, where I live, there are real estate agents who specialize in doomsday bunkers.
Get out.
Yeah, like houses with bunkers. Like, that's preppers. Like, there really is enough of that around there.
Dave, we found your retirement state.
True. Well, here we have sex dungeons, and you guys have preppers. Yeah, cool.
Combine them. I'm sure there's got to be some crossover.
That's true.
Right, there's got to be some people who have they say it's the doomsday bunker. But really, really, it's the DTF bunker. It's little BDSM stuff going on.
Now, if I'm correct, you have two kids?
Two kids, yeah.
And two wives.
Well, now we're getting real Idaho. Now we're getting Southern Mormon Idaho. No, I have an ex-wife, I have my wife, yeah. And then, two kids. My poor daughter, Monroe, my daughter, she just turned 11. She was very angry when she was younger,
mm-hmm.
like a very angry kid, mostly because you couldn't understand what she was saying. She knew what she was saying. It was a lot of frustration with communications.
Okay.
And we had something happen two weeks ago now, that is tragic / very funny to me. She has been in speech therapy her whole fifth grade. She's fifth grade now. And, you know, in the last 2 years, had a lot of trouble with the R sound specifically.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good kid, but we've been really riding her. Like me especially, like, come on, you got to do your exercise. You got to stay consistent. That's how you're going to get, you got to get this figured out. You got to get this figured out. Took her to a new speech therapist 2 weeks ago. She's physically tongue-tied. So it's literally impossible for, no matter how hard she works, for her to say that R. Found out there's a thing called a frenectomy. It's like a frenulum snip.
Right. Yeah.
The dentist does it, and it opens up their tongue, and now they can say whatever. So, and she, when she found out that was, and we had that procedure done now, and when she found out about it, she was so happy / furious. Because for the last couple of years, it's been like having like the parental equivalent of having a blind kid and be like, just come on, just squint harder. Squint it out. Tired of walking you around. So I'm going to be hearing about that for a while. I think. I'd be so mad if someone for years, come on, figure it out.
Now, being in Idaho, yeah. I mean, not the comedy mecca that one would.
No.
Right? You couldn't have planned to go into comedy originally. What did you train for?
Oh, I was supposed to go into social work, psychiatry. I have a psych degree, and I got a counseling job right out of college. That was what most people would use to get experience, low level experience, to then go into grad school to get these qualifications for blah 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 certain schools, and. And I just learned that I like studying it.
Right.
Not good at it. Uh-huh. Not good at it because I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I don't have the right emotional makeup. Like, I have very little patience. Also not good at keeping secrets. I'm fascinated with weird stuff. So people will be telling me these stories that I'm supposed to be like, you know, really listening to and giving like solid advice. And in my head, I'm just like, oh, this is good. My friend's going to love this. I'm going to change the name until I'm drunk. Then the name's going to stay the same. And I'm just going to shit. But I just have no patience for like whiners, you know, like, and I still am like that. You know, when people get real into that kind of world and then my dad did it. And my mom, it's like, just grow up. Life is hard. And I'm a history kind of fan too. I'm like, has your family just died of the plague? Have you been tortured in Inquisition? No, then life's okay. Stop crying about your little, what, I don't know what.
My back in time thing is as much as I'd like to go back in time and see other things, I don't want to go anywhere if they don't have aspirin.
Oh, right.
See, right. Right. You got to have at least aspirin. Yeah. And then I might go back.
Doctors right? didn't used to be doctors. I mean, that's a pretty modern thing. There were people who claimed to be doctors. I was I do this little silly podcast and we were doing one on the Black Plague. And I did this whole segment on like Black Plague, like plague doctors.
Right.
And these poor people, like they already have the plague. Life's not going well. They have they have the plague pre-antibiotics. And then these quote unquote doctors would come in. And one of the prescriptions was that they tried was you would get these pigeons and they would basically rip the tail out and put the butt of the pigeon on the plague boil. And in theory, it would you'd cut open the plague boil, put the butt of it, and it would suck the plague poison into the pigeon's butt and make it. And you knew you were cured when the pigeons stopped dying from having their butts ripped off. Not a good cure. Real good at killing pigeons. A lot of pigeons died. But like another one was they would literally rub feces like a concoction. They would make you drink urine. They thought that non-infected urine, if you drank enough of that, that was like the height of medicine. Was doctors would just study urine, and this is like 15th century.
Right,
they would just look at a little vial of urine, and be like, "Nah, you look pretty healthy to me." Sniff it. Nah, it smells like healthy pee. I'm a doctor. I got this. Bloodletting. Oh, it was terrible. Life before, you know, like 1940, 50, 60, just for pretty much all of the world was absolutely terrible all of the time.
But probably they all were probably having a problem with their humors.
Right.
I still don't know what the hell that is.
I don't know either.
He's got a disease of the humors.
Well, they thought spirits were behind, you know, things like they would have operations where they would just try to cut you open and just to let the devil out. Because it's not a tumor. It's not cancer. You got a devil inside you.
That's it.
You just got to cut it open, let it out. That's all.
Well, Dan Cummins and all his strange looks at history in the world will be joining us here in Philadelphia tonight and tomorrow night at Punchline Philly. Another show on Sunday. There's two tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and 9:45 and one on Sunday at 8 o'clock. Get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Thank you so much for coming in, for braving the weather. You know,
It's beautiful
now
it's,
out. Now that it's 48
beautiful
degrees
out. Outside. Come on out, Philly.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.